Welcome back to the Sports and Everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy football. It's finally game week. Talking about Northern Illinois, talking about the Cowboys. We've got the game for you right here on KFBC, 8:30 Saturday night. We've got quarterback Josh Allen on the program today. Josh, it's finally game week. I know you guys have kind of been prepping for Northern Illinois while finishing up fall camp, but what does it feel like, man, to be the guy, the quarterback, heading into the season opener and playing under the lights Saturday night?
There's definitely a lot of excitement. There's a lot of energy through our team right now. Being able to play at 8:30 at night, you know, on national television, it's got, you know, people buzzing. So it's definitely a good time to be a Cowboy right now.
You know, go back through your years of playing football, and when you were the starting quarterback heading into a new season, what has that feeling been like, and does it change over the years?
You know, I mean, the only thing that changes, I guess, is the jersey and the people around you. But it's a fresh feeling. It's a new beginning, I guess, is the way you can look at it. And it's just about getting off to a really good start, and that's what we plan on doing here come Saturday. So we got four more practices left to go and attack and try to perfect our craft that we have going on here. And we don't expect anything less.
Coach Bowl has called you the most improved player on the roster during fall camp. What does that say about the work you put in? What does that mean to you when you hear something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for Coach to say that. At the same time, you know, it's not a big deal for me. I'm just trying to, you know, go out there and give us as a team a chance to win a game here. And that's my main goal, is just take care of the ball and being able to move the chains on offense.
What about being named a team captain in your first year as the full-time starter? What did that mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. And to be in the company that I'm in right now, with the other guys that are there, they're proven guys that have been here for a couple of years now with Lucas and Chase. So to be in the, you know, the conversation with them, it's a really good feeling, just knowing I got the teammates' trust now. So just being able to build off of that and, you know, take it into the season.
Talking to Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen here on the program. Josh, you know, I talked to you at the end of spring or during spring practice. I believe we talked to you during the summer months, during workouts, and now getting the chance to talk to you as we head into the season. What has changed about you as a quarterback on the field? Where have you gotten better from, say, the end of spring practice through the summer, now a week before the start of the first game?
You know, just the mental aspect of the game, being able to control the ball, like I said. And I've really obtained a lot of new knowledge that, you know, Coach Vegan has instilled in me. So just being smarter with the football and being able to read defenses and, you know, throw the ball when necessary and hand it off, you know, when there's not enough people in the box and stuff like that. So just the mental aspect of the game, I feel like I've really improved.
I was going to go right there with Coach Vegan because Coach Bull had high praise for him when talking about your ability to learn and listen to Coach Vegan. What has he done? How has his coaching style and his knowledge of this position helped you out?
You know, Coach Vegan is not a rah-rah, get-in-your-face type coach. He's more of a calm, relaxed guy, but he knows what he's talking about. He's extremely smart. He's extremely knowledgeable at the game of football, and especially with this offense. So just being able to, you know, take everything that he says, because he knows exactly what he's doing. And so just taking what he says and applying it to the game, so is, you know, just my main goal.
Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen joining us here in the Sports Zone. As a quarterback, we all know the importance of decision-making. But in this type of offense versus other offenses that you've played in, Is it amped up even more? Is that decision making, is the decisions you make even more important, or is it much difference?
I mean, in an aspect, you never want to turn the ball over, but in this type of offense, you know, you're not trying to score every play. You know, that's not the main goal. It's to move the ball, you know, get time off the clock, let our defense rest up, and then after we score and we kick that PAT, let our defense go back at it again, fully rested.
You're playing a Northern Illinois team that, I was talking to Marcus Epps about this, that name brand wise, you know, maybe a lot of fans, he's here Northern Illinois, it doesn't, you know, strike a lot of fear or anything like that. But if you follow college football for the last decade, Northern Illinois is one of the top programs in terms of having wins. You guys know that. They're not too far away from the Orange Bowl. I mean, you guys know a lot about this Northern Illinois team and the type of program that they are, correct?
Oh, exactly. And they're a well-established program. They've been in the top, you know, winning percentage the last 5 years. So they're definitely an extremely quality opponent. At the same time, though, their defense, you know, allowed, I think, 27 points per game last year. So, I mean, they've got some vulnerabilities that we're trying to seek out and trying to find. So come Saturday, it's going to be a real exciting game.
What are the places on that defense where they may not be vulnerable is at a cornerback spot where they have a returning All-American at that spot. But you can't, as a quarterback, you can't shy away from those challenges, right? You can't just close one half of the field off because there's a stud player over there, right?
Definitely not. You know, we're not treating it like we have to, you know, shy away from this guy. We understand that he's a really good player. He's an All-American. He's a returner, all that stuff. But at the same time, we're going to stick to our game plan. We're going to do what we know how to do.
When you're going up against a player of that caliber, how do you treat it? What do you have to do? Is it pick and choose your moments? I mean, how do you go about that? Not to give away your entire game plan. I'm not asking that, but what is the approach there?
I mean, from a mentality standpoint, you know, you always choose something. If you want to be the best, you got to play the best.
Yeah.
So I mean, at that same time, you know, having him on that side is just going to, you know, help our receivers, whether it be in this game or down the road, playing against such a quality guy like him. So just being able to, you know, just continue to do what we do and whatever, you know, particularly in the game that's going on at that moment. Completely not shying away from the guy. You know, we just got to continue to do what we do.
Speaking of your receivers, we all know Tanner and Jake, and they battled some little injuries during fall camp. But, you know, we all know what Tanner and Jake can do. You know what Tanner and Jake can do. How important was it to build those on-the-field relationships with other receivers and build a good rapport with them on the field as well?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Tanner and Jake can't be on the field, you know, every snap of the game. So we're going to have some of the younger guys out there, and I really feel comfortable with those guys. The time that we have down, I feel like, is, you know, really good, and it's crucial to have, especially playing against a team with some good cornerbacks like Northern Illinois.
Who stepped up there as opposed to Tanner and Jake? Who stepped up, and who can be one of those guys that you're really expecting to count on Saturday night?
Definitely C.J. Johnson and James Price. They really showed out in fall camp. James was battling with some injuries. But as well as Joe Parker and Austin Conway, I feel like, you know, Austin really impressed the coaches coming from basketball and just being able to, you know, continue that he can play the game of football.
Could you go from football to basketball like he's gone from basketball to football?
You know, I wouldn't want to. I'd like to think I could.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a 6'5" guy and got a killer shot. So.
Maybe. Do you? You can stroke it from the outside?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you play basketball in high school?
I did. I played basketball and baseball and football.
Okay.
I averaged around, I want to say, 23 points a game in high school. So,
did you get any college looks?
For a few junior colleges, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but no, nothing big.
Now, let me guess, as a baseball player, were you a pitcher?
I was, yes, correct.
What were you, how fast could you throw?
I was throwing, I topped out at 92.
Good night, man. That's
and that was
nice.
About 40 pounds ago.
40 pounds ago, huh?
Yeah.
good stuff right there. We're talking to Josh Allen, Wyoming Cowboy quarterback, here on the Sports Zone. First day of classes today, man. You know, it's just business as usual for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in this for a year and a half now, so it's nothing big for me, but some of those freshmen are going to try to adjust. They're going to have to adjust here pretty quickly, especially since it is game week. They don't really have, you know, a week before like some other colleges do. So they're learning on the fly.
I can't go. I want to go back to the 92 miles per hour. Did you have good off-speed stuff as well?
Oh, yeah. I guess you can say I had a nice little 12-6 curveball that, you know, kind of put some people on their toes, I guess.
Ooh. See, now, the fastest I ever faced in high school I played was 92, and I didn't know. The guy was wild. He didn't know where it was going, and it was one of the most intimidating things ever. I'm guessing you had a little better control.
I mean, I'd like to say that, but at the same time, I did hit a few guys, and I put one guy out of the game, hit him square in the back, so, yeah, I mean, I wasn't the most accurate, I guess I can put it that way.
Are you more accurate throwing the football?
Yes,
Let's hope so, right?
Yes.
Good stuff. Hey, Josh, hey, always a good sport. We do appreciate you being on the program. 8:30 Saturday night, and I'm sure you guys are fired up for that and playing under the lights at War Memorial Stadium. And we'll talk soon as the season goes on. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.